Fred Film Radio, Festival du Cannes, France.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 70th edition of Cannes Film Festival. Today I'm in company of Amos Gitai, who's here to present the special event at the Cannes Center Réalisateur, his new film, West of the Jordan River. So, why did you choose to go back to the West Bank 35 years after Field Diary?
No, because you know, 1982, before and during the Lebanon War, I decided to do Field Diary. And then I was just beginning to make movies, because I don't know if you know, but I'm just an architect. I never studied, not even 1 hour of cinema. So I was kind of, and I think it's the similar feeling, it was more a feeling of a citizen than about cinema, okay? I was concerned about what's happening to my country, and I decided to do Field Diary. Now, 35 years later, and after a lot of bad blood in this region, I was proposed by the French television to go and visit it again. And I said, yes, I'm interested. And frankly, I was very impressed by the groups of people that I found.
What did you expect to find? And based on what you found, how did you structure the film?
I mean, you know, always cinema is about two main things, about narrative or a subject or a theme, and about form, to answer your question about the structure. So it's not enough to have a narrative or an idea. You have to have also a structure. So the structure is kind of like a road movie, like looking for the answers to the questions that we all ask, what will be the answers. And what did I find? I found groups of human rights organizations who know that we are not in a good moment in this Middle East, not just Israel-Palestine, but the entire Middle East is on fire, you know. But instead of doing what most of the good intentional people are doing, which is sitting in the salon in the evening, watching the news and bitching about the government, which is unfortunately most of the people that, see what is happening, they are active. They take responsibility. They are there on the field. They are being attacked. The government don't like them. They will cut their jobs. They will put all sorts of crazy laws against them. And they still go on. So I think it's very moving, this group like Breaking the Silence, like a journalist like Gidon Levy, like a group like Bezalem, like these women who lost their children from both sides, Israelis and Palestinians, and decide that they want to promote peace. Or like these rabbis who want to help a little Bedouin school to not to be destroyed. So I think that it is beyond even Israel and Palestine, it's a proposition to the other countries to say to people, okay, it's very nice that you have opinions, but in the middle of this non-activity of the political sphere, go and do something.
So it's about individuals now?
Yeah, it's about in the lack of a great statement, because since the assassination of Rabin more than 20 years ago, there is a lack of political will to move forward. It's the individual responsibility. I think it's very impressive.
Since we're talking about doing things instead of talking and talking, what do you think the role of filmmakers should be in politics? Do you think that filmmakers and artists in general should be involved in politics and raise their voice?
Definitely. I think that the lack, and we were in this great festival here of Cannes and been in Berlin and Venice, the lack of enough films which talk about the contemporary reality. I mean, we don't need to be, we're not competing with the news, we are filmmakers. So we don't need to do the evening news. They don't need us. But we need, not only in an indoctrinary way, but in a poetic way. like at the time Pasolini or Rossellini or these great filmmakers or Fassbinder were telling us, we have to introduce elements of the reality into our work. If we only speak about our love story, of the intimate stories, which can be also good movies, but if it's the only subject, or violence, like a spectacle, then we cannot be surprised when Trump is elected. Because the electorate of these people who are suffering, who have difficult days, they say, what the fuck are you doing? All these fancy cultural people, you're only wanting to celebrate violence and intimacy and so on. We have difficulty, so deal with us, talk to us. We have to talk to them.
So artists have more powers than normal people, so they should take responsibility of that. Some people told me the opposite, that since artists have an influence on people, they should not let their opinions on politics and society go public.
It's very nice to be in these nice places of these great events, and sometimes it's nice to climb on the red carpets. And I've been also with Kadosh, Kippur, Free Zone, with Natalie Portman, with Juliette Binoche, with Jean Moreau, with all these great people that I'm grateful that work with me in being in these places. But sometimes it's nice just to put a T-shirt, show it in a alternative great section like the Canzen de Realizateur, and we shouldn't forget where we come from.
Thank you so much, Abbas Gitai, for talking about West of the Jordan River screening here at the 70th Campion Festival. And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.